We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Dale and Keith Show. Dale and Keith, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, here's the deal. According to NBC Sports Boston's Gary Tanguay, Tom Brady is embarrassed by how his salary compares to other quarterbacks around the league. There are 17 other quarterbacks who had an average value of their contract higher than Tom. Terrific this season. Speculation is swirling over if Tom Brady will remain with the team for next season. So, Max, this begs the question, if Tom's gone, who should be the Pats quarterback this upcoming season?
Matthew Stafford.
He just like,
what?
He was right. He was teed up for that one. He's like, I got it. I got it all figured out.
Don't Matthew you Stafford. Worry. Next question.
I got an answer for you.
Matthew Stafford.
Gary that was Tanguay. Better than the Gary Tanguay part.
That was good. Gary Tanguay, he's reporting Tom Brady's sick of being underpaid.
Furthermore, Brady said to another source of mine that he is tired of being embarrassed by the number of quarterbacks that are paid more money than him.
Embarrassed. One of those quarterbacks is Matthew Stafford.
By the way, he may feel that way. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I have not, unlike Gary, I have not.
What are your people
to,
telling you?
I haven't got anybody, and I got no people who got me scoops like this.
Please.
The last thing in the world Tom Brady would want out in the public domain is that he's embarrassed at how little money he makes.
Or does that mean, hey Patriots, you guys better be serious when you come at me.
It sounds to me like somebody telling tales out of school to Tanguay, by the way. I'm not suggesting Tanguay doesn't have a source.
You're saying Tanguay's being used.
Well, that,
and
you know,
abused.
I'll tell you right now, man, he is so sick of being underpaid.
Yeah.
Make sure
you say that on your TV show.
And Tom Brady's sitting there going, really? I'm going to tell people that 20-some million a year is embarrassing?
This whole thing is so fascinating to me, though. I mean, it really is. And I know not a lot has changed since, you know, the end of the season. But just all the back and forth that we're going to get between now and March 18th. We still have two more months of this. Where it's going to be,
boy.
What does Brady want? What does Belichick want? What does Kraft want? Is there any kind of overlap with those three? Is Matthew Stafford the next quarterback of the Patriots? I don't know.
That's a new one. You have to admit, that's a new one.
I would rather have Stafford than Jarrett Stidham. What's Stafford's contract, by the way? How many years does he have left? Is that even like a realistic thing?
So we were actually doing this morning in the office. We were trying to figure out the top of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
I mean, unless Cincinnati completely royally screws this up.
They're going to go with Joe
Burrow. Burrow's got to be your next franchise quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals.
That makes sense to me.
And we looked at the top five picks, and we came up with a scenario in which Detroit decides, you know what, time to move on from Matthew. Let's pick a quarterback here, and we could see it.
They could. So John just told me he's signed through 2023. Now, again, it's football contracts and all that other stuff, so maybe you can, you know, figure out a way out of that earlier. I don't know all the guarantees and everything else, but he is signed for a while.
So let's say,
and he's not that old, but he's dealing with an injury.
And let's say Detroit goes out and they draft their quarterback of the future.
They could.
They've got
overall,
a top five pick.
They're number three.
And they go and get him.
Yeah.
And then Matt Patricia says to Bill Belichick, let me do you a solid.
You guys want Stafford?
You give me a third and we're good. And you got your quarterback to replace Tom Brady.
So they would sign Matthew, or they would take on Matthew Stafford, who has one of the largest contracts in football.
I didn't say it made sense. No. I said this is the scenario. I didn't pick Matthew Stafford. First Take did.
Yeah, they did. I'm just trying to make sense of it all. Yeah, he signed a 5-year, $135 million deal, $50 million signing bonus, $92 million guaranteed. So, I don't know about that one.
Judicious allocation of resources on the part of the... Now, we mentioned earlier, Mike Reese did a whole thing on SportsCenter today.
Yeah.
Looking at the possible destinations for Tom Brady.
He had way less than I would.
Yeah, he eliminated a whole bunch of teams right off the bat, said basically, for better or worse, these teams all have their franchise quarterbacks for the future, like the Cleveland Browns, for instance. You know, they got Baker Mayfield, they don't want Tom Brady, and they went through the whole list.
Don't you think, by the way, it's a little easy to just dismiss teams that have young quarterbacks? Because what if they think, What if they feel like Tom Brady is still a top five quarterback, or even at worst a top 10 quarterback, and they feel like they don't really want to wait around as much, and maybe Brady's only going to be in for a year or two? Those quarterbacks are on their rookie deal, so it's not like you're paying the quarterback position $50 million. I don't think he's going to Cleveland, but I'm just saying I wouldn't be so quick to rule out a team that you think has a young quarterback.
Well, he did his list. Yeah, he eliminated a whole bunch right off the bat. Then he had, on the right-hand side, he had the list of teams who theoretically could be involved. Like, for instance, he said the Cowboys. Would expect that Jerry Jones would probably re-sign Dak Prescott for the foreseeable future.
And, right. But if he doesn't.
He ultimately came down to what he said were the three probables.
Okay.
He came down with three teams at the end where he thought were realistic places where Tom Brady could play. One was Tennessee.
I could see that.
The Vrabel connection.
And they have to re-sign Derrick Henry, but then that would make his job a whole lot
easier.
And
as Reese pointed out, what better way in the aging years of your career to prolong that is turn around and hand the ball to, you know, Derrick Henry 30 times a game.
Yeah. I think that's absolutely a realistic one.
The other,
because both Tannehill and Mariota are free agents, so they have to make some decision at quarterback. They can't just roll it into next year. They're signing somebody.
So obviously the Patriots were on his list.
Yeah.
He said it would make all the sense in the world that you want to finish your career where you started your career, where you've played 20 years. He's got the Patriots. He's got the Titans. And he's got the Dolphins.
Don't sleep on the Dolphins.
And he said there were several reasons why the Dolphins were a viable landing spot. One, they got about $100 million of salary cap money to play with.
Right.
Two, Stephen Ross, their owner, is a big Michigan alum.
Okay.
So you've got the Michigan connection with Brady and Ross.
Coach he's familiar with.
Three, you've got Brian Flores as the head coach. They left out the Chan Gailey part.
Leave that alone. Don't worry about Chan Gailey.
We'll leave Chan Gailey out.
Leave that. He's a veteran.
Talked about, the Brian Flores part. I interject this. Mike Reese didn't. I could see Giselle saying,
Miami?
I could live in Miami.
Yeah, I'm
okay with that.
Right. If we're gonna rule out a place like Indianapolis, you have to say Miami makes sense.
Yep.
Like Miami would be perfect for Giselle.
Now, Reese also said is he thinks Miami is going to draft their quarterback for the future this year, but that person will be playing behind Tom Brady for a couple of years, apprenticing, learning at the knee of the master.
Mm-hmm.
And now they pick fifth. They've got three first-round picks, but they pick fifth.
Yeah, so they could probably or third quarterback off the board.
You could go get Tua, and not only are you picking a guy who's the quarterback of the future, you're not even putting any pressure on him to be able to play right away.
No.
Physically, you take your red shirt year, Tua. You're the quarterback of the future. Tom will teach you all the tricks of the trade. And, it kind of does make some sense in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. And they also have pick 18 and 26. So this is a draft that's probably
an offensive lineman.
Well, yeah, but also there's probably going to be five quarterbacks taken in the first round. So even if you say they like Jake Fromm, I don't, but let's say they do. Maybe you get him at 18 or whatever else. So they're going to be able to add to the team now and add to the team for the future in this draft. Plus, you mentioned the $100 million. You spend a good chunk of that on Brady, but then you're also spending that on another wide receiver and some offensive line help, maybe even Joe Tooney. So I think they have the pieces in place to make a run at Brady. Like normally you would think, well, a team that only won five games a year ago, why would Brady want to go there? Well, that's because they can really change things. They can absolutely improve the hell out of that roster. And if things get really ugly with the negotiations here in New England, what better place than a team that plays them twice, right? Like Miami. Like you're gonna get to go head to head against the team that didn't want you, at least in this scenario, or they didn't want you at a value that you deem to be respectful. And now you get to play them at least twice, maybe even a third time in the playoffs. Like absolutely, that one would make sense.
So I add in Jason LaCanfora of CBS Sports, who reported this over the weekend. This is what LaCanfora wrote, and I'm quoting him directly. Brady also is eager to take on the role of mentor to a young quarterback, no matter where he plays, hoping to leave any organization in good shape when he retires. Part of his legacy, he believes, could be tied to seeing future generations embrace the TB12 training and lifestyle regimen that Brady strongly believes has helped him play so long at such a high level.
So this doesn't seem to add up to
the TB12
part.
I think he's
didn't they lock Garoppolo out of TB12 when he was here? At least that was the report, wasn't it? So,
well, and
all of
and,
a sudden now he wants to be
and
a
when Garoppolo
mentor?
Was here, it did not seem that Tom Brady had a whole lot of interest in mentoring Jimmy Garoppolo.
Now he wants
to be the next quarterback.
He wants a Padawan. Like, he's made the Jedi references before, so
Padawan,
he wants a nice Padawan. Well, that's what he wants to get. So, is that sort of, hey, if I go to a team, I understand they're going to draft a guy and I'd be happy to mentor him, so don't think twice about it? Or does it also open the door to other teams, whether it's Cleveland, even though, again, I think you can't really bench Baker Mayfield, but some of those young guys, hey, I know you were a starter for a year or whatever, but I could come in, you can learn from me, and then you get the job back type of thing. Maybe it just opens up more doors. But that is that's an odd one, because I think it could be a little bit overblown about, oh, he doesn't even talk to Jimmy, or he doesn't do all this other stuff. You know, maybe
I actually think they got along pretty
and maybe
well.
They did.
We talked about the whole, you know, flights to Louisville for
going to
the
Derby,
Kentucky
and
Derby, and even after Jimmy left here, he was still on the plane with those guys.
But why would he want that out there, that he would mentor young quarterbacks? Like, he's finally to the point now where he's like, yeah, I know I'm not going to be a quarterback for another 5 years, whereas, you know, four years ago,
he was
like, I'm playing until I'm 45. So now he's like, I'm playing until I'm 45. You draft a quarterback. If you draft him in the first round, he's under contract for 5 more years. I'm not going to see the end of that. So it will be the time that he moves on. But one thing that could potentially hurt Brady's legacy, not wildly impact it, because, again, it's already kind of set in stone, right? But what happens if you draft a really good quarterback and then Brady struggles? Now you get benched, right? Because now that team is going to have to turn things over to the next guy. Wasn't going to happen here. It wasn't going to be Jared Stidham. But remember, we had the conversations this year about if they had Garoppolo behind them, some of those games where Brady struggled. And I know it was the offense. You can say, oh, the offense sucks. All right, well, he's the quarterback on the offense. And so if things aren't going great and you have – now, Tua's a little bit different because Tua's dealing with an injury, so they might just want to ice him for the whole year.
Yeah.
But say he's playing in front of Justin Herbert. Well, you just took that guy in the top five, and so – how long are you going to be able to put up with Brady? So I don't know about that report about him wanting to mentor the next guy. But then it's also odd, too. It's like a little toss in. He'll mentor the guy on the field as long as he is a TB12 client. Like, that's kind of what it's saying.
I mean, Locke Conforta sort of went off the rails a little bit with that,
like,
part of it.
He'll help him read defenses as long as he's eating avocados. You're like, okay, seems a little odd, but so be it.
I mean, Tennessee, I could see.
Yeah.
The whole Mike Vrabel connection, and, you know, would you rather re-sign Ryan Tannehill to an exorbitantly overpriced contract, and it will be, or would you rather sign Brady, franchise Derrick Henry, you've got your running back, you've got your quarterback, you've got Vrabel.
Yeah, and for a team that was just in the AFC Championship game.
You're right there.
They could easily talk themselves into, if we have an upgrade at this position, how much further could we go?
Yep.
Could we knock off the Chiefs, potentially, or whatever else? And you're also, I know they just beat the Patriots, but by taking Tom Brady off of the Patriots, you're kind of eliminating a team that was at least a contender. Even if you think next year they're the third or fourth best team in the conference, all right, that's still a contender. But if you remove Brady and they go with a really young quarterback, it's like, all right, well, now you start the year even ahead of that team.
Ultimately, the team that makes the most sense for all involved is this one. Now, I don't know if Bill Belichick agrees with that as much as Robert Kraft may agree with that.
Right, because that's also going to come down to price tag. Right, like it makes sense for all involved, but if Brady's really wants the respect...
He's embarrassed, damn it.
Well, then he might be embarrassed. If he's here, he's going to be embarrassed again by the contract, because I don't think he's going to get offered $30 million a year or $27 million a year. I don't think he's going to get that here. So either he's going to have to suck it up, which he's done basically his whole career. Again, not that he's played for peanuts, but he's never been the highest paid quarterback in the league. And he has seen guys jump in like Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford, even Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, he's had a backup go get another job and make more money than him. So that part's got to bug him. Like, you know, so when people say the money doesn't matter, I think it does.
It matters. Like, he's not going to sign a one-year $10 million deal here.
No. But the Pats would love that.
But them of all, that couple of all people on the planet, money's not a big issue, you know?
No, but it's more about the respect and the status. It's not, you know, oh, I got to make sure, you know, I need all of this money so I can get our next house. Like, nope, the next house is going to be paid for right away. They're not worried about that.
Not going to be a mortgage on that?
But when you see what was it, 17 or 18 quarterbacks made more money this season than Brady? Yeah, I don't. That's a little bit much, right? Sure. I'm giving you quite a discount, unless you think I happen to be the 20th best quarterback, which he's not.
And if you do think that, we probably...
Then you wouldn't want to.
Yeah,
him.
We
then
probably don't want to continue right. anyway. 617-779-7937. Right. Hank's on the cell phone. Hey, Hank.
Hey, guys. Like the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, a name that I keep throwing to hear is a real proven quarterback, a big gamer, durable... Pats know about him well. Eli Manning.
No,
he has
sucks.
Who,
he sucks.
Where do you keep,
I don't want him.
Where do you keep hearing his name?
I don't want him. He sucks.
He hasn't had a pocket in 6 years.
Okay.
So, you know, he's still he's durable as hell. He's a good passer.
He throws
he's
a million
gamer.
Picks. He's a gamer?
Again,
he's washed up. He's done.
No, he's not washed.
He's cooked.
Up. I don't think so.
He's cooked.
He's got nobody around him.
He got benched. He got benched with the Giants.
Yeah, but I bet he could be had at a reasonable price.
Yeah, free probably.
Yeah, I don't want him.
You might do the laundry here. I don't want him. I don't want anything to do with him. Guy stinks.
Yeah?
Yep.
I don't know about it. I think you're crazy.
When was the last time he had a winning record?
Well, when was the last time he had an offensive line?
I don't know. Last year.
No. You don't watch any of the games. Offensive line has been
You know, I missed some of the Giants games. Do you think the Patriots have a great offensive line?
They had Dante Scarnecchia for the last how many years? They got a good offensive line.
I didn't ask you who their coach was. I said, do you think they have a good offensive line?
Mediocre.
Eli Manning also had Saquon Barkley. Prior to last year, he had Odell Beckham. He's had more weapons than Brady probably has. He's useless. I have no interest in Eli Manning.
I assume that must be a Giant fan who's hoping that he gets to see his favorite quarterback play a little closer to home for the next couple of years.
The last 7 years, it's a good sample, right? 7 years, how many winning records has Eli Manning have in 7 years?
Two.
One.
Boom boy.
One. 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 And over that time, not last year, but over that time, he played with one of the best wide receivers in all of football, and then one of the best running backs in all of football.
Also the only guy in football that could conceivably beat Jameis Winston for most interceptions in a season.
The guy led the league in picks 3 times in his career. No, he stinks. Give me Jared Stidham over Eli Manning every day of the week. Because what is Eli Manning? I mean, he's almost as old as Brady.
I also don't know what Jared Stidham has, but...
But I know what Eli has.
Right.
And it's nothing left. It's nothing left.
Oh, I don't want Eli Manning either. What I'm saying is I have no idea if Jarrett Stidham can play or not.
His whole career, by the way, is built off of 2 postseason runs. And God bless him. Tip your cap to him. He won those games. He beat really good Patriots
teams. He'll go to Canton because of those 2
runs.
Yeah,
he shouldn't, though.
But he will.
He probably will because he's a Manning. But he shouldn't. And if you look at at the course of his career, he is wildly mediocre, hence his .500 record as a starter.
Joe's on the cell phone. Hey, Joe.
Hey, love the show.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, the team that scares me the most is Tennessee, and I'll tell you why. Because not only do you have, you know, the running back, obviously, but you have great wide receivers, the relationship with Vrabel, they're a good defense. There are so many reasons. You know, I want Brady to stay here. I'm a huge Pats fan, obviously, but there's so many reasons that Tennessee scares me.
Yeah, it does seem like a pretty good spot, doesn't it? I mean, if you're going there for a couple of years, you get the best running back or one of the best running backs in football. They got a pretty good defense, which might be even getting better because it's going to be Vrabel's 3rd year now as head coach next year. They're definitely a team on
the
rise. AJ Brown. Yeah, you're right. Good. And the tight ends aren't big names, but they're pretty good.
We'll play this game when none of us have an idea, by the way, because we're all theorizing where would Giselle want to live for the next couple of years.
What's the name of the game?
Do you picture Nashville?
I like Nashville a lot.
It seems...
She could wear cowboy boots.
I'm going to guess that's not high on her fashion list.
She could wear chaps.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope. Just chaps.
Just chaps.
Just chaps.
That'll do
nice
it.
Nice pair of boots. I don't know. I mean, she could. I mean, they're also, what, for 2 years? I mean, I don't know what the deal is with Brady and, like, the school system for his kids and what he's willing to do.
By the way, it is a huge decision for most parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is not what the hell he can pay and his kids can go wherever he wants. Here's the deal. What they don't want to do is haul their kids somewhere for 2 years. And then 2 years after that, haul them to your forever house.
Right.
My gut feeling is if it isn't Boston, if it's Miami, if it's Tennessee, they're going to go buy a house in Greenwich or wherever it is that they want to settle long term. And that's where Giselle and the kids are going to stay. Brady's going to go play football somewhere. And then, you know, they'll get together as often as they can get together.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's going to be an interesting factor because no matter where he lives, again, whether it's Greenwich, Connecticut, or Montana, or wherever, you know, is there a team there? And then, like, what's he willing to do? Like, what's he willing to commute? How much? And everything else. So, Tennessee, though, again, it's a real city, at least, and it's a cool place and all that stuff. You could probably get up.
I love Nashville.
I don't know if the suburbs of Nashville are probably amazing, my guess anyway. But, I mean, you would have to give them a leg up over Indy and Cleveland and Detroit and Jacksonville. Like, there's plenty of cities right. Where you can immediately write off. Nashville's like, I don't know. Like,
Jacksonville.
It's nice.
Can you picture Giselle living in Jacksonville?
I cannot.
A little hard for me to fathom that one.
I cannot.
Anthony's in Springfield. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Thanks for having me on the show. But quick question. Did you guys talk about the cap hit? Hold on one second. He's down on the call.
Yeah, the dead money. Yeah.
Dead money for next year. I know quarterback or some other contract this year, how dead cap affects that. But how does that work next year when he's not under contract? That's all I want to know.
It's a $13.5 million cap hit next year if he's playing for Nashville. Mm-hmm. The Patriots are still on the books for $13.5 million in cap money. The only way that number gets reduced here is if they sign him before he becomes a free agent, March 18th, and then you can spread out the $13.5 million, let's say, over 2 years.
Six and a quarter million
for each of 2 years. The $13.5 million, if you, let's say, for instance, you signed Brady to a one-year deal for $30 million for next year. What it is a one-year salary cap-wise, a one-year $43 million contract.
Ugh, which is not going to happen.
I mean, that's just right? To give you an idea of what we're talking about
that's
from
why
a cap perspective.
If he hits free agency, he's gone.
It would feel
that's
that
how
way.
I feel. That's how I read it.
Because the only way you can spread that cap money out is he has to sign here before becoming a free agent.
Right.
And then what you can do is spread the $13.5 million out over 2 years.
And even with a player like Brady, Belichick is obviously going to be concerned about the value of it. And if it gets to the point where they have to tack on so much extra money, I don't think he's going to want to do it. So they're going to probably make a full court press effort in March, right? We're probably going to go another whole month without any real updates. There might be a little story here and a little story there from their camps talking about it. But as far as them sitting down in a room and discussing it, probably won't even be till March. And then they're going to say, listen, this is what we're up against. This is how much money, you know, we're going to have. This is what we can offer you right now. We're also, by the way, going to use the rest of the money and try to sign these three guys or whatever it is. But if they can't get to any kind of resolution by then, I think he's gone.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We get right back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. But coming up at 12:30, it's Kiefer Madness. It might even be more than one Kiefer Madness.
Could be a little bit of a Madness medley.
Saying you don't know. A Madness potpourri, perhaps.
You never know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yeah,
we don't need you. Stupid journeys.
Keefer Madness.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Keefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
The kid Chris Goodwin, you ultimately are getting amnesia and going, oh, they
what
can't find
amnesia.
A, you don't think they could be saying that about Justin Hubert. Look at Mike McCarty. You're like a Robert Salver.
Ma'am, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
High on suspected bath salts during a bizarre chain of events early Saturday morning.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday.
I can't even make fun of Wiggy for the amnesia thing.
At noon 30.
When my mom was alive, God rest her soul.
Yes.
Every A became an R and every
That's
R became
goes.
An A in her vocabulary.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
could not help herself.
Yeah. No, so, that I mean, it's more the McCarty, the her,
yeah,
Hubert.
Yeah. The amnesia thing. My mom would have said
yeah,
amnesia.
No, that's not.
She would have.
I have no problem with that. Dale, one of the things we love to do here on Kiefer Madness is bring you sweet, violent animal attacks. Because
oh,
animals,
nothing better than that.
Animals will attack people. You need to keep your head on a swivel. People are at the top of the food chain. I think we all know that, but that doesn't mean you're always safe around some of these animals out there. So we start in Houston, Texas.
This isn't a snake thing, is it?
No, I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to get through the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is not a snake story.
Oh, good.
It's some other creature.
Oh.
Do you have another guess besides a snake?
A chupacabra.
Well, you got it. All right, let's see if it's a chupacabra.
Houston neighborhood under attack, and it's coming from an angry squirrel.
Angry
what?
Squirrel.
That's yep. almost the same
We're
as a chupacabra.
We're going with an angry squirrel. We all run into squirrels just about every single
How
day.
How can you tell if they're angry?
Well, this one is particularly angry. Again, that's where the attacking comes into play here.
We usually...
that would do it. Just,
that is a woman seeing said squirrel.
Uh-huh.
But we'll hear her story here.
It's coming from an angry squirrel.
We usually... don't go outside during the daytime because he comes out in the daytime.
No, I don't really go near any trees. I'm scared.
I love the little kid.
Terrifying a family.
It's sort of like Christmas Vacation when the squirrel comes out of the tree.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of sap in here. They won't go outside because
they're afraid of a squirrel.
Think about that. This is a grown woman.
I got lots of relatives in Maine who could come down, take
no
care of this.
No problem.
Be
right?
over.
Squirrel is not even anywhere on the radar of like, oh, there's an animal out there. I need to stay inside. You could take care of that in many different ways.
Uh-huh.
My sword, for example.
That
would be one more. I could slice
assuming
up
you could chase it down.
He's attacking me, according to these stories. So I don't have to chase him down because he's coming at me. He must have, I don't know, like a taste for human flesh. So I would just...
Or his own blood if he comes in.
Or his
at you.
Blood. I would slice him up so quick. Or you could just take a shotgun, kill the squirrel very quickly.
I like that idea better.
Grab him around his neck. You don't even need... How many pounds of pressure do you think you need to snap a squirrel's neck?
Well,
not
that's
many.
Assuming that you get to his neck before his teeth get to your hand.
I think you could take one bite from a squirrel and then... murder him with your hands.
I think you keep with the sword technique and you probably fine. As long as you got quick wrists, you'll be good.
Shime, how big of an animal could you win a one-on-one fight with?
I could win a one-on-one fight with a pretty big animal. I'm a pretty big guy.
Good point.
So I
grizzly bear.
You think you could fight a grizzly bear?
No, I'm not that out of control. Please. Let's be
so
right.
I don't know what's coming up. So I don't want to screw things up.
No,
here,
you won't.
But there was a story out of New Hampshire here in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Of a father and his son out in the driveway.
Yeah.
And a coyote attacked the son.
Oh, boy.
And the father choked the coyote.
Beat
out.
Up a coyote.
No, didn't beat him up.
Killed
choked
it?
Him dead.
Oh, wow. Jeez. So, one coyote, I think you could handle. Well, they usually hunt in packs. You'd be screwed. If you ran across a whole bunch of coyote shime, I think you would die.
I would be toast. They would hunt me down real quick. I don't run fast.
Could you wrestle a beaver?
No kidding. Come on, you're kidding.
I could easily wrestle a beaver.
Do you think you could beat a beaver?
I could beat a beaver.
Not a chance.
They're nasty, man. They are nasty creatures. They're very territorial. So if you went over by his dam or her dam, I think they have
really.
Big
we have
teeth.
To work blue.
One-on-one fight in the woods. I'm taking a beaver down. 100%.
You think
0%
chance you're
beating the
beaver?
Nearest stick, and I will beat that thing.
You're gonna beat the beaver. They got
really. Is that what we're using now?
I'm asking him a question. I'm trying to think of an animal that is of a certain size. Because you're not beating a bear, you're not. But a squirrel's not even worth discussing.
No, I think it's like somewhere in between the coyote and bear range that I'd probably lose.
You ever come across a fisher cat?
I heard those things are
vicious.
Vicious.
Don't go
I
near
don't
them,
wanna
giant.
Go
no,
them.
Don't
fisher
try.
Cat, a fisher cat is like a weasel on steroids.
It's like a wolverine.
It's like a wolverine. They're nasty. They are nasty sons of guns.
Honey badger.
It is like a honey badger.
Not going near them either.
Yeah. So what's the biggest animal? Could you
probably a coyote. Let's go with a coyote.
What about a goat?
I could take down a yak.
Hey! Why would we want to take down a goat?
You had to.
No, let's go with yak.
Friendly.
Because if you don't,
those territorial mountain yaks.
Right. Because if you ended up on a farm and you didn't beat the crap out of a goat on the first day, they would all think you were soft.
From then on,
you would have to kick.
I would get taken advantage of by every cow in there.
Yes. Exactly. What about a pig?
I could beat a pig. Easy.
You think you could beat up a pig?
Yeah. And you know what? Put him on a spit, and I'd eat him for dinner.
Oh, you would not eat him. It's okay. You'd murder a pig.
I would love the bacon.
No, I know you
would. Here's a great question for you from a texter, Keith.
Yeah.
Would you rather fight a grizzly bear with a sword?
Yeah, I'm
or a shotgun with only one shot?
Oh, the sword, for sure. That I would miss.
Grizzly bear?
I would miss the shot, and then I would throw the gun at him, and then he would like eat it.
At least you can kind of keep him at a distance with the sword. If you slash at his face, you might be all right.
He might just be straight up intimidated by me if he sees the sword, too.
Probably, yeah.
The key with fighting a bear is you got to make yourself big. You got to really scare him.
Right.
Make yourself appear larger than life.
I'll tell you what you shouldn't do is climb up a tree, because they can do that a lot faster than you can.
That's how I escape a pack of coyotes, though.
Climb up a tree?
Yeah, I'm a good climber.
And then taunt
You're
them
not.
From above.
I actually am a great climber.
Shime's a good climber. I've seen him climb.
So now, in this segment, he's told us how fast he is and how well he
no,
climbs.
No, no, no. I said I'm not fast.
No, he's not fast.
He's very slow, which is why I need to climb up a tree if I'm chased by a pack of coyotes.
It is. It's amazing how good of a climber he is.
Should have Shime do a triathlon this summer.
Oh, I'm thinking about it. But we'll change all the events.
Yeah, instead of swimming, I'll rock climb.
What? Oh, you're a good rock climber, too?
Well, just climbing in general.
Just climbing.
Yeah, put me in a tree. I'll climb all the way up.
All right.
Residents say this squirrel started off friendly and playful, but for some reason in the past few weeks, it's become imposing and aggressive. It's even bitten two people.
He was trying to lure them in.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I'm friends. Want to play?
No, there's no such thing as a friendly squirrel. If they come near you and don't bite you, it's only they're looking for food or something, and then they're probably going to end up biting you.
When I stepped outside the door, he leaped on me and bit my arm.
Oh.
I pulled him off, threw him to the ground, and tried to get in the house. I couldn't get in the house because he no sooner came back, he bit at this leg.
Good God!
All right, she's all cut up. This guy bit her arm, bit her leg. She threw him to the ground and then tried running into the house like it's a scary movie. You throw him to the ground and you stomp on his neck. He's obviously out for blood.
He's not giving up, right?
To leave your house, and you have a child. You have to protect your child
protect
at all
yeah, that's
costs.
A good point.
You gotta kill
I've
this
never,
squirrel.
Thankfully, I've never run into such an aggressive squirrel before.
Well, that's good to
have
know.
Have you?
No, not this aggressive.
Please.
Oh, God, no.
What about that one that was hopped up on meth that time?
The one that was on Goofballs?
Yeah
I remember him.
He probably could have been pretty crazy.
Yeah, he was. He
squirrel
was that, well, no,
on Goofballs.
No, the one with that guy was, it was a pet attack squirrel. So that one's a little
yeah,
different.
Yeah, because he doped it up on meth.
No, I know he did. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. But he did. Yeah, I remember that story. That one was worse, though. Because this one's a wild squirrel. So he's doing this on his own.
This one could have rabies.
Yeah, probably.
What do you think?
I mean, squirrels don't generally attack. They're usually a friendly critter.
Residents say they've contacted animal control officials about the situation, and they were told not much can be done until they're able to trap that squirrel.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed. Stay
inside.
And how
do you tell? No, it's that. Oh, no, it's not that one. It's that. Oh, no, that's not
the
right
one. That you got to wait for it to
attack. It's the one running at you.
Yeah, it's the one that's the one that's coming at you real quick. One other story here to get to, Dale. This is out in Portland, Oregon. There is a police officer out there who is having a little bit of a tough time.
New at 6, we've talked a lot about the huge problem of bike thefts around Portland. Well, now One of the police officers who actually works on the bike theft task force just had his bike stolen.
Now, is that irony or what? What is the definition of irony?
You're the bicycle officer in your town and they took your bike?
Yeah, you got to lock it up.
That's
you got to lock up your bike.
Sad.
Yeah. So he's the guy who enforces bike theft laws on his bike, but somebody stole said bike.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's not a great look.
Officer Dave Sanders is the first to say how ironic this is. He's been working for years to prevent bike thefts across Portland. And yesterday, his own bike was stolen from right in front of the Multnomah County Courthouse.
Oh, come on.
From the courthouse. From right under his nose. Yep. Look out of the old bike stolen. Not good.
He says at first he thought it was a prank from a fellow officer, but then he looked at the security video from the outside of the courthouse and realized it was stolen.
Sad, isn't it?
Have you watched that show on ABC called Stumptown?
I have not seen Stumptown.
It's about a private investigator in Portland, Oregon,
okay,
who's having a little fling with a Portland police officer.
Oh, hello.
Now, from now on, I'm going to picture that guy on a
bicycle. His bike?
From now on.
Like, need my bike.
It's discouraging,
yeah,
you know, that we've reached this level, that somebody feels so empowered that they can get away with it, that they'll try something like this. That's discouraging, you know, that our bike theft problem is that bad.
Try something or succeed.
They got your
bike.
They
got your bike.
They got you.
And it's gone. It's gone. You don't have a bike.
But it also motivates me. You know, it's kind of a motivator to, hey, let's do more. Let's see what we can do better to prevent this from happening.
So now I'm walking the streets.
I was going to say, is he now walking from crime scene to crime scene?
They're not going
to
steal my shoes when I walk.
Well, maybe.
Man, they might. That might be the next thing. So that poor guy, he's got, you know, some more work left to do.
Sad.
Yeah, it is.
So attacking squirrels and pilfered bikes.
Right. From a guy who is in charge of making sure
bikes.
People don't steal bikes.
Man.
On his bike. So on.
See, it's easy for me to laugh now because they didn't get my bike.
They didn't steal your bike?
I don't have a bike.
No.
But if I did have a bike.
There are beautiful bike lanes all over the city of Boston.
Oh, I've heard Wiggy talk about
them. They are empty.
Well, it's winter.
Well, it's winter for like 6 months a year, so I don't know if we need those lanes.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line 37937. Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Bike Theft Task Force.
He leaped on me.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dale.
Had to show my respect to the champs.
And Keith.
I'd be buck naked.
This is WEEI.
I gotta give Ryan Hannibal, WEEI.com, credit.
Hannaby.
So he actually broke it all down, right? And the article is entitled, What Did the Patriots Actually Get in Return for Jimmy Garoppolo? And let's just say it's fairly complicated.
Do you think, before you get into all the names and everything, so they traded him, Bill Belichick called the 49ers and traded him for a second round pick.
43rd overall.
Do you think that Belichick on purpose traded that pick 1,000 times so it would be so convoluted?
So it would look better at the end?
Do you think that he did so it wasn't just...
Maybe.
Like, for example, when
he trades every pick.
Like, when they traded, So, I mean, maybe it wasn't malicious, but when they traded Mike Vrabel and Matt Castle to the Chiefs for a high second round pick, they kept it and drafted Patrick Chung.
Yep.
So you could straight up say, Matt Castle and Mike Vrabel for Patrick Chung, that was the trade. Whereas this, it was Jimmy Garoppolo to the Niners for and you can't just say Duke Dawson. Like, no. Imagine if it was Duke Dawson, just Duke Dawson. You'd be like, what a disaster. They don't have, the guy's not even on the team. Instead, they turn that pick into...
Here's what... If you break it all down, ultimately, here's what you got. And the trade isn't done yet.
Right, again, which I don't know. Part of me thinks he did it on purpose.
Here's what you got in exchange for Jimmy Garoppolo. You traded him for the second-round pick, 43rd overall, and then you Belichicked that pick.
A million times
over. And you traded
it
here and traded it there and moved back. What you ended up getting is linebacker Christian Sam, defensive back Jawan Williams.
We'll see. TBD on that.
Running back Damian Harris.
Was he on the team?
I wasn't aware he was still alive.
TBD on that.
Quarterback Jared Stidham.
Okay, maybe the QB of the future.
A 2020 fourth round pick from Chicago.
Well, looking forward to that.
Don't know if you're going to trade that for some more stuff.
Probably.
And a 2020 sixth round pick from Denver.
All right. So, you're a fourth and a sixth remaining, and they got maybe their future quarterback.
Maybe. That looked like maybe a running back.
Maybe a running back.
Don't know.
A line.
Jawan Williams is occasionally involved.
He plays.
In the,
yeah, he's played.
He's part.
We'll
Christian
see how he
Sam,
does.
Not so much.
Nah, less so.
I mean, and go to WEEI.com and see the complete breakdown of how this one pick, 43rd overall in 2018, got permutated to all of this.
Imagine what you could have gotten with a first-round pick, because that's what I still think they should have gotten for Garoppolo, whether it was Cleveland or maybe even somebody else. I mean, so much of the attention came from Cleveland because this was pre-Baker Mayfield, so they needed a quarterback. They had a couple of first-round picks and all of that, but... It ended up being the Niners, and it ended up being a second-round pick, which, by the way, you know San Francisco's loving that. They didn't have to give up a first-round pick, and they have their quarterback of the future. That's pretty good, because we've gone over the list before. Chances are a team, their starting quarterback, was a first-round pick that they had to use. A lot of times, top 10.
Yep.
In fact, a whole bunch around the league were number one overall. So you have to use that kind of draft capital to get your quarterback. The 49ers, all they had to do was give up a second-round pick. You know they're thrilled.
I brought it up because over my shoulder on ESPN, they're debating the topic of should the Patriots have traded Jimmy Garoppolo?
Now, it's a very layered question and answer, though.
Would you have won a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo in the last 3 years?
I don't think so.
Now, you might in the future. I don't know.
Well, so Tom Brady was the MVP in 17 and threw for 500 yards in a Super Bowl that they lost where Malcolm Butler didn't play.
Yep.
Jimmy Garoppolo's not winning that Super Bowl.
I don't think so.
Maybe not getting there, but he's at least not winning that Super Bowl. 2018, I don't think Garoppolo beats the Chiefs. Maybe he beats the Rams with their game plan and their defense, right? Because they didn't have to score a lot of points.
Theoretically, I don't think you might not have gotten to the Rams.
I really don't think you would have gotten there. And then this year, I think your season would have been about the same. Give or take,
maybe you don't even get to the playoffs.
No,
probably
I think,
do.
No,
but.
I think, and I'm not high on Garoppolo, but I think you're a playoff team. But you're maybe the same thing happens. Maybe you lose to Tennessee. So there's three seasons right there, and then obviously there's still so much of a future to go. So, do they make a mistake in trading him? I don't think so. But did they make a mistake in
what
settling for a second round pick? I've always thought that.
And I think it's very valid. Even if I said, no, you made a decision. Brady was going to be your quarterback. You traded Garoppolo. You couldn't keep both. Get that out of your head. That was never an option. It wasn't going to happen. So once you made the decision that Brady was going to stay, you traded Garoppolo, but you didn't get enough in return for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know he had a rather limited amount of playing time at that point.
Right.
I mean, you could say, well, how are you going to get a first-round pick for a guy who'd played like a game and a half in the NFL at that point?
Right. I don't know. He looked really good in those game and a half. And it's the Patriots. He gets sort of that rub, and I don't know. And I think from some of the stories that we heard, I think even John Lynch and the Niners were kind of surprised that it was just a second-round pick. And because, at the very least, shouldn't it have been San Francisco and Cleveland kind of bidding against each other?
You'd like
at
to think.
At the very least.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought there could have been more. And the question at the time, too, was, and maybe it's as simple as this, let's say Brady does walk away from this. And the 2017 year, you obviously could have finished with Garoppolo, right? You would have lost him for nothing, or you had to go through the franchise, all that minutia. But 2 years of Brady or 10 of Garoppolo?
That's what you were trying to decide.
Basically, that's kind of what it comes down to, right? 2 versus 10. But the two, there's a Super Bowl in there. I think you'd have a much better case for the 10 years of Garoppolo if they didn't win the Rams Super Bowl. And you said, all right, you got to, even if it was a trip to the Super Bowl and then getting bounced in the wild card round this year, you could say, you know what? Maybe you're better off taking your chances with 10 years of Garoppolo. But
well,
you won the
Super
Bowl.
And you can't make the assumption that he'd have missed a whole year for you like he did for the 49ers. I mean, chances are he wouldn't have gotten hurt.
Yeah,
maybe
no, that's
maybe
too
he'd
much
have
of
gotten
like
hurt
a,
another way. But
that's like a butterfly effect.
You can't
thing,
say,
like,
well, he missed a whole year there. No. Well, who knows
but
if he was here.
Either way, I'm saying because Brady and the Patriots won the Super Bowl in 18, then it was all worth it. And you'll have to deal with the future quarterback maybe a little bit sooner than you thought. You know, maybe when Belichick and Kraft, when all that happened, maybe they were thinking, well, it's actually 3 or 4 years of Brady versus 10 of Garoppolo and not two. The fact that even if it was one, I mean, one would have been really tough to stomach. But again, if you won the Super Bowl, that's kind of that's the end game.
That was
isn't
sort
it?
Of the idea, wasn't it?
And I think, you know, a Super Bowl for the Patriots fans might view it differently than every other team in the NFL. For example, Tom Brady squeezes out a Super Bowl here in 2018. Meanwhile, you have guys like Aaron Rodgers have only ever won one.
Yep.
He's only ever been in one. Drew Brees has only won one, right? So there's a list of really good quarterbacks that either have one or no Super Bowls. So the fact that Brady was able to get an 18, to me, it's case closed. They did the right thing.
A texter says, I still believe to this day that Brady wanted to be traded to San Francisco. I have no evidence of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know where he grew up. I know he grew up as a 49ers fan as a kid. I've never seen any indication that he wanted to be traded. Mm. No, Bill, you keep Jimmy. Send me out there.
I don't see that one, too. And if you remember at the time, that was a really bad team. Remember, Garoppolo ended up going in there and winning a bunch of games his first year, which was kind of funny because it actually hurt the draft pick that the Patriots got. Because he joined them, weren't they like 0-8 or like 1-7 or whatever they were really bad. So it looked like a high second round pick. And then he went in there. I think they finished 6-10. He was 5-0. And it kind of lowered that pick.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.